This week, questions have been raised about discrepancies in HPD's use of force reports that have resulted in an undercount of officer-related deaths. The admitted flaw comes as large-scale protests across America have focused on police brutality and police reform. Loretta Sheehan, who chaired the Honolulu Police Commission until January, spoke with HPR about what changes could look like at HPD. Former federal prosecutor Loretta Sheehan's term on the Honolulu Police Commission ended last December, and she's returned to private practice. Looking at recent calls for police reform, she points to Operation Zero, a national group that's looked at rerouting funds from police departments.
Defunding the police challenges the historic view that social order can be maintained only by criminalizing and punishing behavior. And that uses the police and the prosecutors as the enforcers. The defunding the police movement turns that on its head and says, no. Let's all recognize that the police don't necessarily have the expertise to handle all of our social ills.
Directing resources to appropriate service providers is the key, says Sheehan, along with close community involvement.
The first thing is there has to be a change in culture. And the culture has to be not so much loyalty to the chief, or to your supervisor, or to your division, or your department, or to the force. It has to be to a greater purpose. And I think, you know, honestly, Sue Ballard is very good about that, reinforcing the culture of a higher purpose. The second thing is when officers do suspect something, they have to have a safe place to report it.
Currently, concerns go to the FBI or HPD Internal Affairs. Sheehan says civil rights are always a concern, but she's had the impression Honolulu's police were doing better than jurisdictions elsewhere in the nation.
At the same time, I had to recognize that I actually had no idea because the data is all secret and it's destroyed after 4 years. I mean, disciplinary proceedings are held in secret and the results are secret with the exception of a redacted report to the legislature made once a year. But frankly, there's a whole lot that the public and the police commission don't ever find out.
Is that a problem?
Yeah, it is. The police departments works for us and they are public servants.
Sheehan pressed for tougher questions during the investigation of former police chief Louis Kealoha and was the only dissenting vote on Kealoha's $250,000 retirement package in 2017. Along with more transparency in police policies and disciplinary proceedings, Sheehan says the public might benefit if the police commission had more authority to look deeper into the police department.
Just because things seem to be working really well at the moment, again, Chief Kealoha teaches us that the unthinkable can happen and that citizen oversight is always necessary.
Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.